Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so much of a blessing to be with you this glorious day, and I believe you're having a wonderful time as a Christian. And I know that the Lord is opening your eyes some more to His Word, and He's helping you to grow in the Lord on every side. Hallelujah. It's a great pleasure to be with you. I mean, I cannot overemphasize it, and I cannot stop talking about it. Thank you for receiving me into your home. I've heard of so many great testimonies that are happening, how healings are happening by virtue of the things that you're hearing, and how people are getting born again. I learned some people started speaking in tongues when they're listening to the messages concerning speaking in tongues, and I've received all your questions, and we are answering them. There are a lot of them, but we are answering all of them. Hallelujah. Very soon you'll get your answer. Don't worry about it at all. Praise the Lord. I'm still talking about principles for spiritual growth. Principles for spiritual growth. And I mentioned concerning learning to forget. You must learn to forget the past, your past challenges, your past mistakes, your past failures, what you had in the past. It's not the bread you had yesterday that you eat again today. God rains manna every single day, and you need new manna for every day. Hallelujah. You need His Word every single day. You don't have to develop the know-it-all attitude. It's not good. It's not right. Okay? So the next thing I want to talk about concerning your spiritual growth, what can help you and facilitate your spiritual growth as quickly in the Lord as possible, is to learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, he says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." So he says, let all bitterness. It means that there are some believers who have bitterness in their hearts, and wrath, anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Have you seen this? And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Assured that God has forgiven you, and He has put your sin into the sea of forgetfulness. He does not remember your sin anymore. He has forgiven you. He says, you must also be kind to your brothers in the Lord. Christians can hurt you. People can hurt you. You see, if you don't learn to forgive, you are not going to grow. The more you learn to forgive, the more you grow in the Lord. There are a lot of Christians who are sick. Most people don't know the source of cancer. I can tell you the source of cancer. The source of cancer for most people is bitterness, is anger, is not forgiving their brother. They don't forgive. They have issues with their brothers in the Lord. It's so sad. It is the reason for a lot of the sicknesses that we see around, you see. I'm reading the Amplified of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and verse 32. It says, let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper and resentment, anger, animosity and quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention and slander, evil speaking, abusive or blasphemous language be banished from you with all malice, spite, ill will or baseness of any kind. These are things that happen because of unforgiveness. And become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tender hearted, compassionate. You must be compassionate to your brother and your sister in the Lord, understanding, loving hearted, forgiving one another readily and willingly or freely. It is forgiving one another readily and freely. As God in Christ forgave you. If you believe that God has forgiven you, then you must forgive your brother. You must forgive the way God forgives. When God forgives, He does not remember it. Some people say, I've forgiven you, but I'm not going to forget it. No, there's nothing like that. You see, yes, I read to you in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. It says, I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. He says, I will not remember your sins. So when you forgive, don't remember. Forget about it. Some people say that forgive, but don't forget. So that you know when your brother is trying to use you again. No, you must be full of love. You see, my real maturity in Christ has to do with love. The more you grow in love, the more you are growing in the Lord. You see, you must forgive. You must forgive. You must be forgiveness oriented. Hallelujah. They say having resentment for someone is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. If you take poison, I'm with you and you take poison, who's going to die? You are the one who's going to die. Resenting your brother, not forgiving your brother, is taking poison. It's like taking poison and expecting your brother to die. He will not die. You are the one whose heart will be worrying him when you see him. High blood pressure, hypertension, all those things. Most of the time is linked to unforgiveness in the body of Christ. A lot of people don't forgive. As long as you hold on to the wrong that your brother has done to you, God is also not going to see you in a certain light. Hallelujah. He wants to help you, but you are clamoring Him. He can't come close. He can't do what He wants to do with you. Praise the Lord. So be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven. Even as God. Don't look at how what he did. Yes, I know he did this. He didn't do that. Forgive him and let him be. Hallelujah. It is for your own good. It is for your own health. I don't want to have hypertension. I don't want to have diabetes. I don't want to have any of those things coming into my life. So I readily forgive. Do the same. Do likewise. Watch God bless you on every side and watch yourself increase on every side in the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow and continue along this line. God bless you. Until then, keep forgiving your brother. Learn to forgive. Bye-bye.